the messages on screen will be updated as the information becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we're ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Hey, we Cameron, are gonna.
What is happening today?
Well, today we got survivors, 12 survivors to review.
Yes.
And a delicious podcast.
Delicioso.
For the unprepared. So yes. Any of you listening probably don't need this.
Yeah. Well, maybe. No, I don't know.
They all need it.
Yeah, they all need it. So SHTF for the unprepared is what we're talking about today. So, you know, if you haven't prepared and you happen to grab this episode,
it'll be the last thing you need.
You're golden. You're golden right now. But first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. You get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
Mm-hmm. And we reviewed it last episode.
We did.
Some good stuff in there.
Absolutely fantastic stuff from TacPack. Before we move on, I got to tell everybody, we have a shirt that's going to be available for the next few weeks.
Go ahead, show it.
It's right here. So what it says is, it's fantastic. What does it say, Cameron?
It says, Merry Christmas, I'm a rider.
One of the greatest lines ever uttered in podcast history.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, I'm a rider, and it has a cute little hook hand on there for you. So if you're interested in it, DM us, email us, get a hold of us.
DM us.
And whatever you got to do us, and we will get it to you, because it's fantastic, seriously.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It is.
It's really cute, really.
All I want to do is talk in that voice, because we've been doing it all day.
I know,
huh? Only the breast of Tassel, sir.
The Practor Master.
Listener, reviews starts now.
The name speaks for itself.
It does. That is the title of this review. I think I know who did this. It's pretty telling.
It's No Feet Sid.
It is No Feet Sid on iTunes. 5 stars. Great podcast. What I love about the show is that it's realistic.
Great freaking podcast.
Is that what it says? Oh, great freaking podcast. I missed the freaking. I'm not looking to be on an episode of Doomsday Preppers if that stupid show is still on. Just looking for good, down-to-earth tips that help me and my family and I to be more prepared. My original prepper plan was to shoot one of them Mormons and steal their year supply in their basement. But now I'm more prepared where I don't have to do that. Thanks, guys. See, that's what we're here for.
Yep.
We're here to stop murders of Mormons.
That's the whole purpose of the podcast.
That's why we're here. We're going to stop those murders.
Social media shout out.
Yes. At Daily Survivor Gear on Instagram. They test survival gear. They review survival gear. And that's cool.
Why don't you check them out?
Yeah. Why don't you just check them out?
That's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
It's a mad, mad world.
You got a lot here.
Let it linger.
You got a book.
It's not a book. It's 3 little tiny sentences.
I count 4.
Yeah. I count 4 sentences. You're right. There is 4.
You want me to go?
I do, yeah.
Okay. I got kind of 2. Because one of them, I think, is pretty important to think about.
Okay.
You don't usually think about it. So, first is the Carolina power outage. So, have you seen all that?
I heard a little bit.
Ordered evacuation from those islands.
Ooh, I didn't
because
see that.
Some construction worker decided to cut the power. So, it ruined a bunch of people's vacations, which makes me feel so effing mad.
I'm sick about it. I am sick to death.
Summer's about to end and you screwed them all.
Yeah.
But yeah, it actually was kind of a state of emergency because it was those travelers weren't prepared. Mm-hmm. Unprepared travelers.
They didn't listen to the travel prepping episode from Casual Preppers.
They didn't. But yeah, it was a state of emergency, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
State of emergency for people that don't live in the state, probably.
Yeah, see, that makes it tougher for you.
Mm-hmm, it does. Mm-hmm. The other one is about, this one makes me laugh.
Does it?
So, if you live near, like, a prison or a jail, you need to keep this on your mind.
Okay.
So, 12 Alabama inmates escaped this week after After putting after taking peanut butter and they painted a different number above the door.
No shit, that's how they did it?
And one of the newbies was like, they're like, hey, can you open up cell four? And he's like, and they all just walked right out.
No way.
12 inmates because of peanut butter.
That's how they did it?
Yeah.
They caught them though, right?
I think they did.
Well, they caught most of them. I heard the other day there was one still loose, but holy crap, that's seriously how they did it?
Yeah. They skippied their way out of there in a jiffy.
No.
I was like, oh, can you imagine? It looks like a number. It's kind of a little drippy, but.
Okay. That looks like a chunky number there.
But you never know. You could have 12 inmates terrorizing your neighborhood, yeah, and you wouldn't have expected it.
So, you know, mine was this whole North Korea thing is still going on. Yeah. We've all heard about it so much. But there was another one that I almost did because it was kind of funny, too. So there was this.
Let's hear it.
Down south, there is this lady who comes home, right? She just lives home alone, I think. So she comes walking in, and she walks into her bedroom, and there's a dude on her bed, passed out drunk. So what he did is he broke into the house. And when the first thing he did was go get the champagne and start drinking it, but he drank so much that he passed out on the bed.
Was he like purposely going to rob the place?
Yeah, he was going to rob it. That's what he was going to do, but he drank so much champagne.
Well, I'm going to take a quick nap.
I'm going to celebrate this burglary with a little bubbly. You know, and so he was passed out. So she left and called the cops. And anyways, I just thought it was funny. Not really
a dream. I'm getting arrested. And wait a minute.
Man. Yeah. Anyways, I thought that was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
So keep your house locked and keep your bubbly
and keep your peanut butter off the walls. Confuse people. Yeah.
Just keep that peanut butter packet in your EDC kit just in case.
If you get jailed up, squirt it on there.
Exactly. So, Cameron, so this episode, it's kind of a different episode. We haven't really done anything like this.
We ain't done nothing like this before.
Okay.
So
this is all new.
We're calling it SHTF for the unprepared. So basically, what we're going through today is what?
I said picking my nose. I realized,
there's a camera on you. So if you haven't prepared at all, you know, you've been well-meaning, but you just haven't got to it. You haven't got your food, you haven't got your water, you haven't got plans in place.
You ain't got nothing.
But you have listened to this episode.
Yeah.
So at least maybe we can give you some pointers if you're a dumbass and didn't do like anything.
Yeah, if you just were listening to us for sheer entertainment, which I understand.
Oh, I completely understand that.
And haven't done anything we've told you to.
Yeah.
This is for you.
This is for you. And I know there's some of you that maybe just haven't prepped a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe this should have been episode number one.
Maybe it should have.
But oh well.
It doesn't matter. So we're just going to go through, you know, 10, 15 things that you can do to really to help your situation a little bit if SHTF does come upon you.
So if right after finishing this, all hell breaks loose, you'd be like, well, I know what to do.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I listened to that damn episode.
Hey, Jimmy, will you rewind it back to...
Rewind it, I just saw that volcano go off.
Oh, wait. So before we kind of get into it, we've talked about... how kind of those first days and weeks are going to go down regardless of what disaster it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, people are really going to just lose their minds because that's what people do.
Yes.
They
on a normal day, they do that.
Anytime. I mean, it doesn't even matter. They read an article on Yahoo and they're already like, oh, no.
No.
Yeah. I believe everything.
Yeah.
But something critical or, you know, they get an emergency broadcast, they're going to lose their minds.
Oh, yeah.
First thing, you know, they're going to go and destroy the stores, take all the water and cigarettes and coffee. And
So really, so the thing with the stores, the shelves will be clean in 3 days in any emergency.
Yeah.
So you have 3 days, but basically that first day is pretty much all
they're
going to
take all the goods.
Yeah.
Like the best
The water and stuff. All that crap's going to be gone.
Right.
There's going to be like pig's feet and... Like, you know what I mean?
That's true.
And that's all there's going to be left. Yep. Pig's feet and olives.
Nothing that's going to be... No, olives are great.
Well, I'm just
saying
that...
They're going to go like first.
They're going to go like that fast.
It's just going to be crap on the bottom shelves.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to have chaos of people just wanting to get out of wherever they're at.
Yeah.
They don't even know where they're going.
No.
They're just going to clog everything up.
Yeah.
And they're going to follow each other because they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen. And, you know, so... You're going to have pig's feet, and you're not going to be able to leave town.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good. And then, you know, the further you get into it, you know, law, there's not enough police, and you know, mm-hmm. police have left town, and then it just turns into, well, do whatever we want. You've seen it a million times on yeah. the news. Instant riots. And I have that, no idea. Yeah.
And that's why. When the riots start, and that's when stuff gets crazy. And
it's when all the microwaves are disappearing.
The microwaves go immediately from Lowe's.
Genco you know. Jeans.
Yeah. Oh, we've all talked about it before. We're not going to get into it today.
We all know this. Yeah, we won't go into riots. Played off that joke too much.
Yes, actually, we made a shirt about it, dumbasses.
So, yeah, everything, I mean, it's pretty much going to all end up the same way.
Yeah.
So we're going to tell you how to get out of that scenario. Yeah, so
I think, you know, the first thing you're going to want to do, well, there's a lot of first things to do, but a lot of these aren't really the first thing to do.
First thing, text your mom.
But yeah, just text your mom and tell her you love her.
Mom, I'm going to be in trouble.
I'm sorry for being a little asshole in high school. You know? But one of the first things you're going to want to do is get home somehow. You know, do you have kids at home? Do you have a wife at home? Do you have a husband at home? Do you have a live-in life partner at home? I don't know who you got at home.
But don't go home.
No, you
go the opposite direction.
Just leave. Let them fend for themselves.
They should be listening to this and prepared.
Yeah.
But no, yeah.
So you're going to want to get home. And like Cam said, everybody is going to want to go somewhere immediately.
Yeah.
They don't know where they're going sometimes. So the roads are going to be a freaking mess.
They are.
They're going to be a cluster of idiots.
Right.
So you got to figure out how you're going to get home from that. So, you know, don't take the main road home. And most of the time that's going to be, I mean, it depends where you live, obviously, but a lot of times that's going to be clogged. It's going to be a mess. So take some back roads if you can. That's if vehicles are still working and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, maybe this isn't an EMP or something like that.
Yeah.
So
avoid it.
So you're going to want to get home because you're going to want to check on your family. You're going to want to secure your property and your goods. Right? Because you got some goodies. Even if you haven't prepped, you have some stuff at home, right?
You.
I hope so. Anyways. So.
Just go home to nothing? Just go home. I haven't gotten anything.
Sit on the couch. So you're going to want to avoid the, downtown where the riots and things could be happening. Avoid strangers. Stranger danger. It's bad.
That's what I think.
You know what I mean?
Stranger danger.
Yeah. You don't know who these people are. You don't know if they're going to be dicks or if they're going to be trying to help you. You don't know. So just avoid people. Just get home. Do what you got to do. And worst comes to worst, you might have to hoof it home. You might have to ditch your car and run through the woods to get home.
That's the first thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm just going to run home.
The roads are clear. 15 miles home, I'm running.
He probably would make it home in some scenarios, you know, so, yeah, just some scenarios, running home.
Just depends, so.
Okay, so yeah, get back to that spot with loved ones and whatever you want ones.
Yeah, because you're going to have to help them, obviously.
Yeah, and we'll talk about, like, a group, you know, numbers is going to help you stay survived.
Yeah.
Survived. You're going to stay survived with numbers.
You're so staying survived, I can tell.
You right there, I'll tell you what. Now, that one's going to stay survived.
There's a t-shirt. Stay survived.
That is a good t-shirt.
That's not bad, huh?
So, obviously, water is extremely important in staying alive.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to avoid the stores in town and everything like that. But so you get back to your place. It's not likely the water there is going to go bad real fast. So,
yeah.
First of all, you know.
In most situations.
In most situations, right.
Yeah.
Probably shut off your main at least. And then you want to get into town and get whatever. We've talked about this too, mm-hmm. of getting in there and get whatever you can.
Yeah.
You know, even if you were prepped, you know, you just want to get in there and get as much off those shelves that you can.
We'll talk more about that too as we get into the food and stuff. But yeah, there's no reason not to.
No.
If it's not dangerous. People
could care less about each other. And so why don't you take part in that and get,
you have to,
you know, the water that you and your family needs. And, you know, you kind of got to be a little selfish about
it. The nice thing about prepping is if you prep that water, you know, you don't have to do that if it's just crazy.
Right.
You know,
if you're going in there, you're probably going to die.
Yeah.
If it's Walmart, you will die.
Yeah. Don't go to Walmart. Yeah. I mean, you might have to, but yeah.
But you can exchange that water if it's not the water you want.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's still important. Mm-hmm. So yeah, go to the stores or wherever you can, you know, gas stations, just smaller convenience stores. Just get as much water as you possibly can and that you can carry back safely.
Exactly.
Then when you get back home, you know, depending on the scenario, you know, make use of that water that's stored, you know,
mm-hmm.
within, you know, your property. You know, first, if you have a water bob, hopefully, I need to get one of those myself.
You probably don't because you haven't prepared.
No, but I'm saying,
yeah,
you would probably just fill up your bathtub.
Yeah, that's
so the, not a water bob.
Yeah, just fill up the bathtub.
Sorry,
clean it out a little bit if you can.
Yeah,
you don't want to like
my kids like
oh gosh,
freaking brown ring around.
Yeah,
there. Well, I guess we'll drink it.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. And then you want to get across the street and get your mouth on your neighbor's sprinkler pipe.
Exactly.
Start sucking on.
That's
it.
The first thing to do.
All right, I got all our water from the grocery store. I'm going to run over across the street and start sucking on a sprinkler.
I'm going to gorge myself. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, collect your water. That's really, really important.
Right, different ways. Pipes, you know, you're, you know, from the top floor down, it's going to drain out so you can get it from the bottom floor out of those pipes if you're shutting off your water.
Yeah.
The back of the toilet tank, water heaters, and then... you know, any filters you may have on your faucet and stuff, that's going to be useful.
Yeah.
You know, you can still run water through those.
Yep.
And then, you know, let's talk about sprinkling systems. Make sure you hit your neighbors first and then...
get your neighbors. Your hoses, yeah. I mean, everything you can
so, get. So, yeah, look into all those ways of the water that's on your property, how you can use it, store it, and, you know, have it available. So,
yeah.
So water, water, water.
After water, food's probably going to be your next priority. You know, and like we said, if possible, hit the grocery store. Hit the, you know, the gas stations, hit anything you can, hit McDonald's restaurant. I mean, anything, get as much food as you possibly can because you don't know how long this is going to last. You know
you
what
don't.
I mean? You just have to figure, you're going to have to figure it out because you were an idiot and haven't figured it out yet. So, you know, the places, they could be a freaking crazy place. Like we said, Walmart's going to be nuts. You're going to be in a place where you probably don't want to be.
Right.
So you're going to have to, I mean, but you were an idiot, so you deserve to be there. So something I thought about, you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's or a nursery, you know, and they actually have like
those, start eating the plants.
No, seriously, like out there, they've got like, you know, the tomato plants that
that's
are
true,
starting
yeah.
to grow.
That's a good idea.
I mean, if you have time, you know, and you've got everything else, go grab those and take them home.
You know what I mean? Oh, my
God. I got like 8 tomato plants, you know.
And a maple tree.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you don't know how long it's going to last. If you
no,
had
it's true.
6 or 8.
I didn't even think about nurseries.
You know what I mean? Grab that stuff if you can do it. So if you're at work when this stuff happens, raid work first. Grab everything you can at work. You know, you usually have a break room.
Yeah, mine have just a bunch of sterile water.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, just load up your backpack, load up the back of your car, get everything you can because everybody else at work isn't going to think about it.
Nope.
They seriously aren't. They're just going to get home. You know, they're just going to leave.
True, they are.
So take an extra 5 minutes, grab everything you can. Yeah, from work. So the next thing is government handouts, FEMA. So, you know, we always say don't rely on this. But you might have
to utilize it, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to utilize it if it's there. So depending on what sort of disaster this is, and, you know, if it's a few days down the road and FEMA set up some camps and some, you know, maybe they're giving out rations of food and stuff like that, just go get it. I know it's not fun to go do that, but you're probably going to have to.
Yeah, I would act as, you know, as desperate as possible.
Yeah.
Get everything you can.
Yep, get every possible thing you can possibly get. So in the short term, hunting and fishing might be an option for you if you have any sort of firearms or if you have a bow or whatever it is. But you know what? That's not going to last very long. Everybody
right.
always says, man, I'm just going to hunt and fish my way through the apocalypse. Well, no. So is it 70,000 other people in the area. You
yeah,
know what I mean? The
right.
deer aren't going to last very long. So you can do that for the first few weeks maybe if you have to, but it's not going to last very long.
Get home, fill up your bathtub.
Yeah.
Eat something and go out and start shooting cats and dogs.
Seriously, whatever you got to do. No, I mean, maybe there's, you know, cattle. There's open range cattle somewhere
come on,
near
kiddies,
you.
Come on.
I'm so get glad my neighbor's a crazy cat lady feeding me for like
come
3
on,
weeks.
Kiddies, come on.
That's good stuff there. So scavenging for edible plants. So, you know, you haven't prepped, so you probably don't know what that is, what you can eat, what you can't eat. But you can go loot the library if you have to and find a book.
Eat books?
And eat papers, just trees.
You got to get something out of that.
Yeah. No, but
depending on the page.
You can go find books that will tell you those sort of things, you know.
That is a good we always talk about any books because a library is worth its weight.
Obviously, it's better to have it at your home beforehand, but you're an idiot. You didn't prepare. So go find a book. If you have...
I'm pretty sure you'll probably be pretty on your own in the library.
Yeah, I know. Nobody's going to go to the library.
Nobody's here.
So go get survival books.
Read your book. Sit in the window. Take it easy.
Take it easy. Just ride the apocalypse at the local library.
Oh, I think I'll read Hunger Games. Let's wait for this to pass.
It seems like an appropriate book to read right now. So, yes, you know, just some things to think about. Don't eat any plants that are on the next to the road. They spray those quite frequently. And then around buildings and stuff, those get sprayed. So if you don't have to, don't eat those. Go somewhere else and get your freaking plants. All right. So
just in the borrow pit.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Looting and scavenging are going to be high on your to-do list if you haven't prepped. You're going to have to scavenge. You're going to have to loot.
You really are.
And I know those are two different things, but you're going to have to do both of them.
You are.
Because, yeah, you're going to have to go break into places in town. And you're going to have to go find the food.
Yep.
So try and think of places.
Hit up McDonald's and Burger King.
Seriously, yeah.
There's going to be a bunch of meat that you could cook up the same day.
Exactly. I don't know. I think McDonald's meat will last quite a while.
I'm pretty sure it'll last an eternity.
Yeah, get a french fry and styrofoam french fries forever.
Oh, I got a gold mine. These fries will never go bad. These
fries will never go bad.
Just leave them out in the sun.
Yeah. I'll purify these fries.
That place looks abandoned because there's just fries out there. And somebody would have eaten those by now.
Yeah. So, yeah, go loot, go scavenge, you know, try and avoid...
Just filling up a jug of pop.
A bucket.
Taking all those coke. Just do a suicide. I just want pop.
I'm going to stay survived. Tell you what. So, and then...
You dumb shits out there, I'm just getting all the pop I can.
I'm going to head to the library with my suicide bucket.
Just looking through books. Which one's good with edible plants?
Yeah.
I don't know a thing about plants.
The next thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to learn to ration the food you have, right? So most people need like 2,000 calories a day to stay healthy and strong and whatnot. But you're going to have to get that down to like 1,200 to 1,000 probably. You can get by with that. And I would suggest doing that until you know what's going to happen, because you're going to have to, you know, ration that stuff because you're an idiot. So ration your food. Do it.
The end.
Ration your french fries.
Too fast for you. No dipping sauce. Get out of here.
But it tastes like styrofoam.
That's, you know, all those little dipping sauces. Get some calories out of the sweet and sour.
Barbecue.
That's you.
Mix that up in my coffee.
Look at all these packets I got. Stuff will stay forever.
Seriously, just like Taco Bell hot sauce, making soup out of it. That's, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Man, I'd hit up Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
Just feel like...
No kidding, man.
Arby's sauce goes on everything. All right, so number four is, now that you've kind of gathered all those things to keep you alive, you want to gather as much intel on like the situation, you know, what's going down, how long it's going to take to like devastate the rest of the world.
And this might be one of the first things you want to do. Like we said, these aren't in order, but these are these are things in the immediate aftermath that you can do to help yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, gathering intel is going to get you a lot further in terms of like what you're even going out to scavenge for.
Yeah. Well, so you know that. So this might be, honestly, you might want to do this early on.
True.
Because you don't want to go and break into McDonald's and start stealing their shit.
When it's a breakout of...
If it's like just a small riot, you know what I mean? It's a small riot on the north end of town. Yeah. It's like, ooh, don't start losing your brain.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe do this before you go riot.
Sucking on sprinklers.
Sucking on the
Dude,
McDonald's.
What are you doing? I heard there's a riot downtown.
Taking no chances.
But, yeah, I think a lot of the lists that I'd looked at did have this kind of first, but
yeah,
I'd want to gather as much water and some food supplies, probably get home, you know? So I think our list's pretty good.
I don't know. I still think...
Maybe on the way home, you could hit up McDonald's and look at some intel.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They have free Wi-Fi.
It's true. But what were you saying?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
Moving on. So the... understanding the scenario is going to help you gather the right supplies.
Yeah.
It's also going to kind of help you know, am I going to bug out? Or are we going to want to stay in and gather as much as I can, taking it home or bringing it back home? Or if I'm going to be getting out of there, why, you know, how much can I?
I think if you're one of those people that didn't prepare, I think bugging out should be your absolute last resort. I mean, and I know we say it's a plan
That's a big
B or
thing
C.
on forums anyway, is they're like, for most, like some of the little hardcore old guy preppers, yeah. they're like, I'm staying in here.
Yeah.
I only got one leg.
I only got one leg. This hook can't make
it. I can't see, so I ain't bugging out.
Yeah. But I think it should be an absolute last resort because, man, that's going to be tough. If you haven't prepared for bugging out,
yeah.
What do you, I mean,
where are you going?
What are you going to do?
You drive out and die?
So you're going to have to find a way to stay home and stay near some sort of civilization because that's where you're going to be able to get food and help and water yeah. and whatever yep. else.
So I agree.
I concur. Agreed. I concur with you.
I concur.
Sir.
And also, you know, you want to know if you're, like we talked about, what supplies you want to get. Medicine and what areas to avoid. You know, you're not going to go downtown and loot if there's like a outbreak, you know, pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go in the middle of town and get some water.
Yeah, I don't.
You probably don't want to be around anyone.
Bird flu ain't that bad. Yeah.
I got some pills.
Yeah.
And then, you know, protection from people themselves, you know, if it's like a nuclear attack, you know, it's going to be a little bit different type of mood and different type of response that you
the
probably
mood's different. What is it? Oh, it's that nuclear attack.
Why is it so dark?
A little somber out
is
here.
Is it snowing? I feel depressed. But yeah. All right. The mood is going to be different.
I get you. I get you.
So anyway, yeah, gathering intel on everything about it will really help the progress of what you're going to do next.
Absolutely.
The end.
The end with that section.
Let me stop killing that section.
Okay.
And move on.
Kill the next one.
Yep.
Would you?
Oh, dang
it. Oh, dang.
So, okay. Now it's kind of making a plan whether or not to bug out or bug in like we were talking about.
Yeah.
You want to have that. Start making that detailed plan with, you know, hopefully with a group or your family. And that plan has, you know, A, B, and C. So you've got alternative routes.
What can't if have a, D?
No, no D.
No D.
You just want three.
Okay.
It's too confusing.
Yeah, that's true.
So have alternate routes to get out or, you know, if somebody gets lost, like that plan of, mm-hmm. you know, how are we going to meet up or where should we meet up if we get separated from each other, things yeah. like that. When you do this, you know, they always advise, you know, leaving early in the morning, you know, in the middle of the day, depending on the scenario, yeah. but you really probably want to travel when it's dark mm-hmm. and when you can get hit on the road.
You exactly. Know? Yeah.
But you want to avoid a road, but you know, you want to have a planned route. You want to do it early in the morning or, you know, sometime during the night so that it's a little safer to travel. And then, really, you want to start inventorying everything that you collect, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
whatever you got from the store, whatever you have at home, start inventorying everything so that
that way you can do that rationing if you have to, you
exactly.
know how much you have and how much you're going to need to get through to the next spot when you can scavenge again or you can
right.
gather some more food or water. Whatever.
So obviously you're going to be kind of shaken up. You're going to be nervous. You're going to be concerned about yourself and your family and all that. And, you know, kind of gathering yourself and just, okay, I need to plan. You really need to take that time
yeah.
to figure out, okay, are we going to stay here? What are we going to do? What is going to happen?
Oh my gosh, guys, what are we going to do?
Holy crap. Did you see what happened? So, yeah, just start planning it all, inventorying, yeah. and have multiple plans. The end.
The end. No, that's really good. Because, I mean, like I said, you don't want to bug out, but you might have to, right. depending on your situation and what's going on.
And don't just shoot from the hip and try and hit the main road.
Yeah, that's yeah,
so that's what we're
please
saying.
Please don't do
that's
that.
That's what just, we're saying.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about the 3%er, guys. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's the3percenter.com, and use our code
Casual Preppers.
Casual Preppers. And you will get a discount, and you're going to love it, and you're going to be freaking sexy and awesome and whatever.
Yeah. They have some beautiful shirts, and school's coming up soon.
They have some beautiful shirts.
You really should get some for your kids.
You really should, yeah.
The kids are going to spread the word.
They are, and yeah.
Going to get everybody prepared.
The glory of the 3%er. So we've already talked about this a little bit, but we're talking about getting help from the government, from FEMA, in any way you can. You know, and that comes in the form of food and water, which, you know, hopefully if it's a crazy stuff and you're near civilization, hopefully FEMA gets their crap together and, you know, brings in food and stuff like that. But, you know, they also may give you blankets, you know, first aid. They might even give you a place to stay. You know, Red Cross might do this as well. Depending
on our truck. And lock you in.
I got a van.
Just don't mind all the cages and locks. Just get in there.
Yeah, just put on the handcuffs. It's all right.
Don't mind the other dead people. Get in there.
The ball gag is okay.
I wrote on here, don't rely on this. You're dumb. Seriously, because it might not happen. But it's something to think about. If it's there,
you know what? You're dumb if you're listening to me right
you're
now.
You're dumb. You're an idiot. Don't do that. If it's there, utilize it as much as you can. That's all I'm saying.
No, I want handouts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who in America doesn't want handouts?
Everybody does.
The next thing is teaming up. So you're getting back to your family. You want to try and use your community. You know, hopefully you live within one that wants to help each other, and that's going to give you a huge variety of skills and just help you guys to survive. You know, protection. And, you know, you're just bringing a lot of knowledge together that can help you all.
You know what I was thinking, too? I didn't put this anywhere, but, you know, your church, you know.
Right,
That's a good place to start. Right. You know, it's people you know, you trust, even if they're not right in your immediate area, you know, surrounding. Getting with them is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
You know you have similar values and, you know, I mean, hopefully, you know, most of them. So it's probably a good idea.
Yeah. You're honestly going to survive much longer if you're in a group.
You will.
You know, you don't need to worry about, okay, if I bring another group member in, I got to feed that person.
Yeah.
Like the chances together of surviving is way higher. You don't, instead of worrying about those food things. I mean, you can send that a-hole out to get food for
exactly,
you.
Exactly,
You know? Yeah, maybe he's dumb.
A-holes can scavenge.
Maybe he's a scavenger king.
Yeah.
You never know. And then protection, you know, bringing other group members in. Some of them probably going to have weapons. Most of them, if they're American, they will probably have a weapon.
They're Americans. If you live in America, you're going
to
have a weapon.
But you're going to need to protect yourselves because, you know, it's going to get to that point, like Kobe said, to where looting is kind of the way of life for a lot of people because there's going to be tons of unprepared people.
Yeah, and there's no way to get food. And what are you going to do? Like, literally, think about it. You know, you're in that situation. Your kids are starving.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
You're going to go loot.
Yeah.
You're going to try.
Yeah.
You're not just going to sit there and waste away and die.
No. Nope.
So you know there's going to be other people coming for what you have. So if you have a bigger group, you know, you can take watch and, you know, you can shifts and you have a lot more people to protect the things you have.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely. I mean, hopefully you've talked a little bit about this with people already and that you got kind of those people that are on the same page as you. Like, yeah, let's hook up.
That's a good
let's
one.
Kill everybody and keep them out.
Yeah.
The other thing is you could just form your own riot group and then people won't mess with you.
just
all look crazy.
Just put a big W on your forehead and go crazy.
So, yeah, definitely consider getting into a group. If you haven't, maybe get your friends together. Church group, intramural group,
your intramural flag football team.
Get your wife all of her karma. Whoa. That's all I meant.
What is that now? Kama Sutra?
I messed that up. I meant this. Yeah, all those friends.
Bring your Kama Sutra group on over.
Because I seriously don't know how that popped in my head.
What were you trying to say?
What's yoga? I don't even know what I was just thinking of, like, on a mat.
I get you. So.
Sorry about that.
When the shit hits the fan, what you want to do is talk
you
wanna to your
wife. You want to hit the Karma Sutra group.
Karma Sutra group.
Let's form a group.
Because they understand.
They understand everything. They're going to be limber. Going to be able to get in and out of places and steal stuff.
Now, that's fantastic.
All right.
And if your wife has a Karma Sutra group, keep her.
That was the weirdest thing
just
to pop in my head.
Just freaking keep her. Don't let her go because she's awesome.
No kidding. Okay. Let's talk about laying low now we've been talking about Karma Sutra.
So, lay low.
All right. So, you know, when you've got your group all formed up and you've got, you know, a good food supply, you probably want to just kind of let things, you know, hopefully move past.
Hopefully, yeah.
But.
So, yeah, you might want to just chill. You might just want to go inside, you know, secure your building
or your
home.
Personally, I would like to chill.
I would, absolutely. I would just, you know. Apocalypse and Chill.
Just put on a movie?
Yeah, if you can.
Just chill.
Yeah, just chill. So, you know, secure your windows and your doors, all the entries and exits, and just hang out, man. If you have enough food for a few weeks, right. maybe, you know, it might be a good idea just to hang out.
As long as the area is safe, I mean, that's what everybody's going to want you to do anyway.
Yeah.
It makes things a lot easier.
And then you can practice your Kama Sutra with your group.
I meant yoga, son.
I meant yoga. Downward dog.
Yep. And then, so you're also, you know, when you're in that area, you're just going to kind of reinforce entryways, you know, protect yourself from looters, keep your group safe. Yeah. Keep them all safe.
Head to the basement, you know, maybe there's some sort of skirmish going on with armies. And, I mean, you're going to want to be as protected as you can. So if you have a basement, maybe that's where you want to hang out.
Probably where you want to go.
You probably want to hang out there, you know. Duct tape the windows if you have to with plastic. You might not have that, though, because you're an idiot and you didn't prep. So it's so hard. It's so hard to do this episode because I'm always like, well, if you had plastic, you could do it. But
I know.
You haven't done any of that
stuff.
I know.
We're used to
having that. So that's why this was an interesting episode to kind of do because – you know, we're talking about all this stuff. If you just didn't do anything, if you just had what you had.
It's
going to
be rough.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, that's for sure.
You're going to be following along with 90% of America.
Yeah, you will, yeah.
So, good luck.
Good luck.
But now you know what to do.
Yeah.
Lay low.
Yeah.
First step.
Yep. So the next thing, ration fuel and gather fuel. Obviously, fuel is going to be a hot commodity.
Fuel
is going to be a really hot commodity after any sort of disaster or SHTF, whatever
super
it is.
Hot.
Yeah, super hot. So
always,
you're going to want to, you know, ration that fuel. Don't just say, apocalypse just happened. I think I'm going to drive down to my grandma's, you know, 150 miles away just to say hi. That's not a good idea, right? I don't have to go to work.
Did I turn off the computer at work? I got to get back.
Oh my gosh. I think it's just idling on sleep.
I didn't time out. Better get back.
Yeah. I didn't start my updates. Dang it. Yeah. You don't, I mean, don't do it. Just stay, you know, keep your car at home as long as you can. Right. Ration. Immediately hit the gas station if something happens. You know, this is why people say all the time, never go under a half tank, you know, just for situations like this. You know, that's not really prepping, but it's something you can do. I mean, it's really easy. It's not like
as of right now, do not go beyond.
Yeah, do not go beyond that half tank, you know, because if something happens, at least you have a half tank. You know, you can get to where you need to go. But immediately hit the gas stations after something happens. They're probably going to be crazy, but maybe they won't be. Maybe people are just going to start driving away, you know, trying to get wherever they're going to go.
Yep.
So hit the
just
gas
fill
station.
Up the bed of your truck with gas.
Whatever you got to do, like, just slosh around in the back. Throw that cigarette out the back window. Freaking go
just
sky high.
Fill your tires full.
Yeah.
Whatever
you
got
to
do.
So, you know, you can start some siphoning if you have to. I mean, really. I mean,
fuel is going to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So if you have gas cans, start siphoning, you know, abandoned cars wherever you can find them, lawnmowers. Tractors, anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Because power outages and generators, they're going to take some sort of fuel.
Yes.
Maybe the sun will be blocked.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be a ejection. What is it? Coronal ejection?
Coronal mass ejection.
That'll ruin everyone.
Yeah, it'll ruin your day for sure. Okay, so the next thing is, I think this is a very, very important one. Very important.
It is.
So, what we're going to talk about now is using your cash as quickly as possible and getting as much cash as you can as quickly as possible. So those little credit cards are going to not be worth much pretty soon, depending on what's happening, obviously. This isn't always the case. Don't just go get $6,000 in cash out if there's a riot on the north end of town.
I
like
bought
we said.
A bunch of stuff because I thought there was a riot.
Yeah. But, you know, if it's looking serious and Kim Jong-un sends a bomb over to San Francisco or whatever it might be, that might be a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Right? So head to the ATM as quick as you can. Get out as much as you can as long as there's still money in there and as long as there's still power. Go to the bank. Take out as much as you can before they put limits on it or they shut down the banks. Because you're going to need that cash to get to the store and buy as much supplies as you can because you want to get to surviving. So that's something you really need to do because really cash, even cash isn't going to be good for very long. You know, it could only be good for a couple weeks.
Right.
And people are going to be like, I don't want that freaking cash. I want food. I want water. I want ammo. Mm-hmm. I want first aid supplies. I want all this stuff. So that's why you got to get those things as fast as you possibly can. So do that.
Get your money out.
Yeah. You know, and there's just a few other things here I kind of jotted down. I don't know if you saw those.
Did you ever see It's a Wonderful Life, though?
I did, yeah.
You could just destroy a community by pulling all your money out.
Yeah.
It could be a real butthole.
Run on the banks. It's bad. It's a bad deal when that stuff happens. But that's why the government tries to stop it.
And it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Run on the bank.
Yeah. So communication, I wrote this down. You know, you might want to quickly find an alternate way to communicate.
I think it's good you put that in there because...
You know, grab some two-way radios, you know, when you're looting. A lot of people aren't going to think about that. Maybe maybe head to Sportsman's Warehouse, grab some of that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
People aren't going to be going there at first. They're going to be going to Walmart. No.
Take his batteries. They don't need a radio tower. They don't need a cell signal.
Yeah, and maybe you grab a CB, you know, CB radio, put it in your car. Yeah. Whatever you can do.
And gas stations even sell those.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So... Yeah, hit those gas stations.
Hit the gas stations.
Get you some fuel.
The other thing I said put down is first aid because that's, you know, could be really important depending on what's going on.
Gather intel.
Yeah, raid the first aid cabinet at work, man. I've got one at work that's pretty stocked, and it's got tons of stuff. It's got drugs. It's got, you know.
Mine's got quite a bit.
Sure, yours does too. Head to Cam's work.
Yeah, they probably will get.
Yeah. Loot the drug stores as quick as you can. They're going to have a lot of good stuff. This is where it gets scary is maybe you're on a daily med.
I know.
At that point, if you haven't prepped for it, I mean, what do you do? I really don't know. I guess you can start. I mean, there's a lot of them. You could probably ration a little bit, maybe take one every other day or something. I don't know.
That's probably the best thing to do.
You know,
until you can figure that out is to do every other day.
Yeah. I don't know what else to do. Yeah. I mean, you can maybe go to, like I said, raid the pharmacy and find your pills.
Yeah.
But. If you get lucky, you can do that.
But yeah, I would say the best thing would be to just do every other. I mean, because you're going to at least stretch them out, hopefully find an alternative or wean yourself off. That's going to work both ways. So.
Yep.
But yeah, that's going to be dirty.
Scary deal there.
You're dead. If you got disease, you're going to die.
Exactly. So that's.
Nature wants to kill you.
That's what we got, guys.
Yeah. That is all we got.
That is all we got.
But I do want to mention survival boxes.
Yeah, you do.
So let me talk about survival boxes.
Do it.
The only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from. So sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every month. No contracts. You can cancel anytime. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription box at survivalboxes.com.
Yes. They're quickly going to the top of my list.
Oh, they're awesome.
For subscription
If you
boxes.
Subscribe to them now,
yeah.
You're not going to be the least prepared person.
Yeah.
Like, one box, you're already going to be way more prepared.
It doesn't take much. You know what I mean?
Doesn't take much.
But you're going to survive.
But I know I'm buying you.
Yeah. Learn
Seriously,
them.
They've got... three different boxes. Go find one and use our name. You will be so happy.
You seriously will. Okay, guys. We have a review here. I don't know if you guys have heard of 12 Survivors, but they make some pretty cool survivor gear. You can check them out at 12survivors.com. They sent us a few pieces of gear. The one that I've done some hiking with and a few things is called the Mini First Aid Roll-Up Kit. It's got a 72-piece kit. It has like buckles and Velcro and Molly straps, carrying handle, zipper pockets. These labels are customizable. It's perfect to slap on the back of a bug out bag. It really is.
It is.
I've been putting it on the back of just my day pack that I take when I go hiking and stuff. And man, I've loved it. I've actually been pretty impressed with it. It has some pretty good. I mean, it has all the basics, right? I mean,
yeah. The one thing I like too is it even has some little visual guides to, you know,
how
to
unblock
air passageways and things like that. Like, those are smart to just print out a little piece of how to do things, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so, and it seems to be pretty durable. It's really lightweight. It weighs nothing.
Way light.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm actually pretty dang impressed with it, and it's like $35.
Yeah, I really like the individual pockets. I think that's a genius.
I think for $35, that's pretty hard to beat.
Oh, yeah. There's far smaller packs that are more inconvenient to carry for way more.
Yeah. You know, I don't know durability.
You could fill stuff. I mean, more customized stuff. It's got plenty of room still.
Yeah. So, you know, durability, it seems like it's great. I don't know. Time will tell. You know, we'll keep.
I'm pretty sure.
We'll keep going
on. The zippers,
on with it.
You know, it's hard to say.
That's the hard part.
Those are things that could break. Yeah.
But, you know, they seem to be pretty good.
They do seem pretty good.
So it's like $35 if you go to 12survivors.com. It's really, really cool product. The other thing they sent us over was a collapsible water bottle. Is that which one is that? The 34?
Yep.
So that's like $18.
Bag. It's an IV bag.
That's what it looks like, huh? The really cool thing is it has...
A tart IV.
Yeah. It's like the BPA, PVC...
It's a pee bag.
All that stuff free. It's completely free of that stuff. But it has the standard bottle cap and adapter. So you can use it with the... where's the other piece? The
filter?
The filter. Mm-hmm. It screws right onto the filter. So you can... Yep.
There it is. Little sucker.
Little sucky.
You put this right on your neighbor's sprinkling system?
Yep. Right out.
Suck it up.
And so the water bottle's like $18, and I think, let me check on the purifier, $23. You know, that's pretty good, really, for a nice little purifier. It does 1,500 liters, but it also comes, I think, with extra filters, I believe. So, anyways, that's $23.
Oh, wait,
go funny. Check it out, 12survivors.com. We're actually pretty dang impressed with what you get for the price on those, especially with this mini first aid kit.
Yeah, I like this stuff.
Yeah, so
smart thinking.
Go take a look at them because I think it's good stuff.
Start your prep.
Exactly.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All righty, here it goes.
We got to get out of those voices. We've been doing them all day.
So I want to talk about fractures, like different types of fractures.
Okay.
So you fall, you break a bone, that bone pokes out of the skin. Oh, dang. Those are nasty compound fractures. So obviously those need to be treated immediately by a professional. And we always say this with all these tips, these are like last ditch, you know, you got to take care of yourself because everybody's dead. You're the only one alive. Mm-hmm. These are hard to treat infections. So, if it goes in through the bone, that's direct into your bloodstream and you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
So obviously keeping it as clean and sterile as possible is the most important. So any of these, you feel like it's broken or you've, and you see a wound next to it, you have to suppose it probably, it's possible that bone poked out through. And so you've got a direct access right to a broken bone and bloodstream. So what you need to do with those, hope to the Lord in heaven, you do not have to deal with these.
Whoever.
I think I'm religious.
Call
I didn't sound very religious there. So first thing is you want to irrigate the wound vigorously.
How vigorously?
Vigorously. So instead of using like an average, I don't know that I've even mentioned this, 4 ounces of water per inch of wound is kind of what they want you to irrigate with. So that's quite a bit of water. With these, they want you to use 10 to 20 ounces per inch. Like you want to just wash everything out of there.
Wow.
Blood, bone.
Yeah.
Blood bone.
Nothing left.
That's a cool name.
Blood bone.
You want to wash out the blood bone.
You ever heard of blood bone?
Dude, is that blood bone riding that bike?
Whoa, that's blood bone.
So obviously you're going to burn through your water supply. But you want to irrigate it as well as you possibly can.
Yeah.
You want to keep the cut edges open. You don't want to close those at all. It's just like a puncture wound. You don't want to close them. You want to just kind of gob them up with antibiotic ointment and honey to try and seal it.
Yeah.
And keep it kind of lightly covered, but do not close them because you're going to be re-irrigating them like twice a day. So you're just going to soak.
Just kill them.
If you want to, I know, seriously, see why they put down animals.
Yeah.
But this sucker needs to be irrigated just constantly. And, every time you're going to be burning through water. So, yeah, you probably want to kill the person.
Just kill
Hopefully
them.
It's not you.
Quick and dirty medical tip. Put a bullet in
And
your
if
head.
You have not prepared and you fall and trip in Walmart and bust open
yeah.
your skin with a bone, you're dead.
You're done.
You're done for.
Blood bones coming for
you. So irrigate these wounds aggressively. Do not close them. Try and brace them as best you can. And then hopefully you have someone skilled enough to repair. antibiotic ointment and honey are totally fine to put on those. And then an oral antibiotic, if you have it, you want to start and be aggressive.
Yeah.
Because if you get infected, you're probably going to die.
Yeah, that'd be a bad deal.
So, yeah, there's the quick and dirty on how to treat those open fractures out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. Bullet in the head. That would have been easier.
First things first, find a pistol or shotgun or similar.
And grab a rock, a large one.
Smash the skull.
Yeah.
Break it, even if it's your own.
Vigorously against your
vigorously head. Bash your brains out.
We're stupid.
Expressly.
Again, do not take advice from us if we are using these voices.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the point there. Do not listen to us when we talk like this. So, yeah.
That's it, guys. That's all we have today.
I hope this scares the shit out of you and you want to get and prepare yourself.
Holy shit, man.
Holy shit. Holy shit. I'm going to go buy me a survival box today.
Yeah. You go use our code, get yourself survived.
Yep.
Well, you're going to survive. What was I don't even remember what it was now.
Get, what is
get
it?
Survived. You're going to stay survived.
Stay survived.
Stay survived.
That is a good shirt.
It I'm is. Gonna make it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen.
Stay survived.
I think it's going to happen.
Nobody take that. Don't put this out until we copyright it.
Copyright. patent pending. Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate you downloading and subscribing to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel because you can't actually get these on YouTube now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, our reviews will probably make a lot more sense now.
That you can actually see these products. Uh-huh. And you can watch us be idiots for an hour every 2 weeks. Make sure to let us know if you want to get the Merry Christmas, I'm a Rioter t-shirt. It's available now for a limited time. Email us, DM us, whatever you got to do. Get a hold of us. Send us a letter. We will get you on the list and get it over to you. Yeah, damn it.
I'm done.
Anything else, Cameron?
No.
All right. We'll see you later.
Later.